Well, here's that new department the nurse told us about.
Where the girls are getting their fingers cut?
Yeah. Now, this place was always used for storage before, so we'd better take a pretty close look.
These edges are sure sharp, all right. I can see how the girls could cut their fingers on them.
Let's get Toby Hill. He's the foreman.
Yeah, I know, Payne, but the girls can't wear gloves.
Well, we'll check with the tool and die shop. Maybe they can fix the dies. If they can't do that, we'll get the methods department to study this job. They can figure out something. We can't afford to have all these girls getting their hands cut. Say, if a fire got started right here, how would the girls in this wing get out?
Well, this is the only exit.
And no fire escapes.
Yeah, pretty bad. But what can I do about it?
We'd better get hold of the superintendent of buildings and have him take a look at it. You call him, Toby, and we'll drop back by here in a few minutes.
Okay, will do.
This washroom is just as bad as it was last month.
Yeah, and the foreman promised to have it cleaned up if we'd give him a little time.
So, what do we do now?
Well, we'll see the foreman again. And then if nothing happens, we'll report where it'll do some good. When necessary, we can put on pressure, and we will. Well, Jackson, I guess we'll take a look at your department.
Guys, I'm just getting the idea. How about giving me a day or so to clean up?
We pass up nobody. Next month, I'll bet you'll be all set for us.
That's for sure.
Hey, Walt, what have you been using this screwdriver for, a can opener?
I'll check every hand tool in the place before you fellas get here again.
Good. Shall we take that or shoot him at sunrise, Landon?
Oh, let's give the guy a break.
Say, Walt, here's something serious. There's a couple of your girls not wearing their caps.
Oh, I'll take care of that right now.
How would a guy get to that fire extinguisher, Walt?
My gosh, who put that stuff there?
Well, we'd better get out of Jackson's department before he starts throwing things at us.
Say, I'm glad to get these inspections, but next time, you'll see.
Okay, but you better have someone move that ladder away from the fire door.
Hello, Tom. Say, are your boys in here wearing safety shoes? The nurse says you had a lot of toe injuries.
No, they get a little careless, I guess. We're too busy to check it closely these days.
Well, since you're so busy, don't you think it's more important than ever to keep all your men working?
Maybe so. Can't wet nurse a bunch of men, though.
Well, safety is a part of foremanship, Tom. You ought to know that. In the meantime, see that all those men wear safety shoes.
Say, that guy is sort of tough, eh?
Tom hasn't got the idea, I guess.
Well, I hope he wakes up for his own good. Well, let's go over to the founder now.
There's one man with hardly any protection, John.
Yeah, and another one without goggles.
I'll call Skidmore, the foundry foreman.
Thanks for the tip, John. You have to watch some of these monkeys or they'll kill themselves.
Did you get those electrical connections repaired, Skid?
Sure did, John. And we had the cranes repaired, the north aisle cleared, picked up the scrapping, put it back to work.
Okay, Skid. I wish every foreman in the plant took it in the spirit you do.
Shucks, why not? We're all just trying to do a job and do it right.
Let's get out of here and into the yard for a while.
This wire should be in conduit.
I've been intending to call the electrician about it, but I just forgot.
Hey, those scrap boxes are piled pretty bad.
You're quite right, Walt.
Okay, I'll get rid of them.
Well, fellas, let's go back and see if Hill got the building superintendent looking over that fire trap where the girls are.
That could be plenty bad.
We'll leave the foreman safety inspection committee checking up on the fire exits. Watching John Payne and his committee at work, we inevitably come to an important conclusion, that the department foreman is the most important man to any plant in maintaining a good safety record. The smart foreman will take all the help he can get from his men, from inspection committees, and inspection reports. In conclusion, let's take a quick look at two safety inspection checklists, one dealing with unsafe practices and the other with unsafe conditions. Let's start with some of the unsafe practices. Using machines, tools, or other equipment without authority. Working or operating at unsafe speeds. Using defective tools or equipment, or using good tools or equipment in the wrong way. overloading, crowding, or handling objects or materials unsafely. Working under suspended loads, open hatches, shafts, or scaffolds. Repairing or adjusting equipment in motion. Failing to use safety protection devices or clothing. These and many other unsafe practices are primarily the responsibility of the successful foreman. Let me give you also a quick checklist of unsafe conditions. Machines, belts, oiling devices, tools and appliances not in safe condition for use. Guards and other safety devices misplaced or otherwise inoperative. Ropes, tackle, chains, and all hoisting equipment that is defective. Unsafe condition of conveyors, trucks, overhead cranes, track cars, motor vehicles, wheelbarrows, elevators, switching tracks, and equipment. Unsafe electrical equipment. Faulty ventilation or inadequate dust protection equipment, fans, or exhaust systems. Possible dangers from the storing, handling, or use of acids, caustics, chemicals, gases, explosive materials, cutting oils, and compounds. Storage, piling, or loading of materials beyond bounds of safety. Fire hazards of any kind. Improper or insufficient lighting, either natural or artificial. Poor housekeeping. Consider these checklists and add many items of your own. As a foreman in a production plant, you have a grave responsibility to your men, to yourself, your company, and your country to stop, look, and listen for unsafe practices and unsafe conditions. Accidents don't happen. They are caused and therefore can be prevented.